The less capacities you have, the less new will open up. The less spiritual capacities you have now, the less likely that new ones are willing to open up. Especially if the new capacities would alter your being and behavior dramatically. If you are a woman, you probably have fewer capacities than men, because in most cultures women are an appendage to a man. Even the Bible relegate a woman to companion status. Not a full person. According to Kabbalah, women are the vessel, and men are the channel for the light. The vessel is all about receiving, and the channel is all about giving. Whether it is an observation of Kabbalah, or it is programmed, I don't know, but it sure looks like the desire for receiving for the self alone is stronger in women. Women are the ball and chain for humanity to evolve. We could say, if we wanted to be politically correct, that women are not allowed. Blah blah blah, but we would be lying. Women, as a group, perpetuate the misery, perpetuate low vibration, perpetuate barely above animal level for humanity. I am a woman, and I am an exception. I escaped the human condition. The human condition where I am supposed to be provided with whatever I need to produce offspring for the survival of the species. I opted not to procreate, not to attach myself to a man, and therefore, because of the distance, I can actually see how it is. I am sad, but that doesn't help anyone. My job is to cause humanity to go to the next level of evolution, no matter what is the resistance. The puzzling inconsistency between the unwillingness to grow, unwillingness to allow evolution, and the number of women who engage in activities so-called spiritual is puzzling. In every self-actualization, spirituality course of activity, women outnumber men. Outnumber by 4-to-1. But in their willingness to actually change, men outnumber women 4-to-1. My hunch is that it's cultural, not a physical impediment on women's part to be the anchor, to represent dark side. My best students are also women. And yet. I wrote an article, long time ago, accusing women of perpetuating the culture of abuse of women. I haven't changed my mind about that. In China, in Arab countries, in India and Pakistan. And who knows where else, being born a girl means your mother, your grandmother feels betrayed, you were supposed to be a boy. Maybe in Mediterranean countries as well, Greece, Italy. And as a baby you know you are not what you were supposed to be. The disappointment is tangible. And there is nothing you can do about it. You are screwed. And unless someone helps you reclaim your personness, your okayness, you will act it out. And then you'll pass it on to your daughter, granddaughter. Pass on the culture of abuse. Evil, ugly, and somewhere inside, if you are a woman, you know it. It is time to face the tiger. Own that you sided with the devil and correct your ways. And if you haven't gotten over that you have been a disappointment, it is time for you to come to terms with it. It is time to build a strong core, a strong self. So you can become a person who won't harm others, so that you can feel better about yourself. Do it for yourself. And do it so you can be part of the solution, instead of part of the problem. And as you do it, we, as a race, can climb to the next level of evolution, unimpeded by your guilt.